Great question. Do you aim to impress other people or express who you are? And what a great place to live, huh? Just express the real you, the person that you really like and the person that you want the world to see because it's you. Woohoo! So is it possible, however, that during our lives at some stage we have tried to impress other people or we still are? And could that make us feel uncomfortable or awkward or unhappy or annoyed or even angry or depressed because it's not who we really are? So would a great place to start be, who the hell am I? Or who the hell do I want to be? So the person that you are at the moment, are you excited about that person? Do you like that person? Do you like being with that person because they're a nice person? Great question. Or are there characteristics or are there things in your personality that you would like to be different, not to impress other people, but because you would like to be a certain kind of person? So there's the first question, who are you or who do you want to be? And would it be worth taking some time to figure that out? Because is it possible that if you don't know who you are or who you want to be, that other people could tell you who you should be? Or you end up trying to impress other people because you would like to be like them. So you think, well, if I do what they do, they might like me. And here's probably a better question. Do you care what other people think? Do you want other people to like you? Do you want other people to judge you and find that you're a great person? And is that important to you versus you judge yourself and you really like who you are? So there's a whole heap of questions there. And the reason I ask the questions is there seems to be a lot of really unhappy people in the world. And I share that because they share it with me. How about you? People who are unhappy about who they are. So they're depressed because they don't like themselves as a person and actually share that I don't like me, or they don't like their life. And it's just been a really interesting observation. People who actually say, I don't like my life. I don't know the purpose of why I'm here. I'm unhappy most days. Even going into a new year, I don't feel like I thought I would feel amazing because it's a new year, but I just don't. And how do you change that? And if you're a parent, a teacher, a coach, somebody who really cares about the people in your life, if you've got people sharing that with you, if you're really happy and you love your life, you probably want to tell them, this is what you should do. Woohoo! I've got the recipe. I've got the steps. I've got the strategies for being a great person. Ha ha, here's what you should do. Is it possible, however, that if you tell people what to do, and here's a great question, if somebody doesn't like who they are, they don't like their life, and you tell them that they're a great person, that they should like their life, is it possible that the human brain would then justify and or disagree with you telling them that? So if I believe myself to be a certain way and then somebody tells me that I'm not, am I likely to agree with the other person or am I looking for ways to justify who I am to myself? And it's probably a very interesting question to ask if you are a parent, a teacher or a coach, because obviously we want the best for the people in our lives. But if we tell somebody you're amazing, you're special, you're fantastic and they don't think they are, is it possible they're going to start disagreeing with us? So the reason for the question, of course, is who are you? Do you love the person that you are? And is it possible then that if you like who you are, that you could set an example or live an example for the other people in your life to say, hey, I actually know somebody who's got their shit together. They're a happy person. They have a career or business that they love. They've got a purpose to wake up in the morning. They respect their body, so they're in great shape. They're healthy, fit and strong. And they respect other people because they even respect my opinion. They don't tell me what to do. They don't tell me how to live my life. They don't tell me what's right and wrong. They just respect me as a human being. And is that possible that they do that because they respect themselves? And what a great place to start. Who am I? Who do I want to be? And then who do I want the world to see? And would it be really awesome if who I am and what the world sees are the same people? So I always go back to the exercise of pick at least 3 to 5 words to describe you as a person. And I was asked to do that a very long time ago. And it's been such a special tool, compass, strategy, ultimate way to live my life. And somebody shared it with me, so I love sharing that with other people, which is, who do you want to be, or who do you want the world to see? Describe that in 3 to 5 words and then be that person. And is it possible that if you do that, that it would be very easy, number one, to, it's a bit of a cheat really, because you don't have to make decisions anymore. You just be the person that you've decided to be. It makes living your life really easy because you just be that person. There's no decisions to be made anymore. There's no, how am I going to do it? It's just, well, if that, the question is, every time you have to make a decision, what would this person do? So I always share my words of tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, and professional. So every time I make a decision, it's really easy to make it because I just ask the question, what would a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, and professional person do? Ha! And that's a yes or a no, or here's what I am going to do and here's what I'm not going to do based on who I am. So who are you? Decide who you are. Put it into 3 to 5 words. Now, it might be 25 words. It doesn't matter. But ultimately, if you then live the person that you have decided to be, and the beautiful part of that exercise is that it's not what somebody else has told you to do, and you're not trying to impress other people. You are just expressing who you are. So then that person in every area of your life, why not be that person? So I'll give you a couple of examples. There are, and I'm sure you've got these people in your life too, where they have told you that they're a positive, happy person, or that they've got a great life, or everything's working out really well for them. So they've told you something, and then you might call them and catch them on an off day. So they answer the phone with, hello. And I laugh because if you are a grumpy, miserable person and you've decided to be a grumpy, miserable person and you don't care what other people think, that is exactly the way you'd answer the phone. And it's awesome because you don't have to pretend to be somebody else. You never have to think to yourself, oh, I'm going to answer the phone and I have to be happy because the whole world thinks I'm happy. It's a really fun experience to just say hello because you're a grumpy, miserable person. And then nobody is expecting anything else of you. You're not trying to impress anybody. That's just who you are. You're a grumpy, miserable person. Now, the challenge, I think, comes when we want the world to think that we're a positive, happy person and we're actually not. Or we're a positive, happy person when things are going great, but when things aren't going well, we're a grumpy, miserable person. Now, there's another great question to be asked there. Are you a grumpy, miserable person who's happy when things are going great? Or are you a happy, positive person who's only grumpy when things are going terrible? And I don't have an answer to that. I'm just asking the question, if you have decided to be a, and I'll use my words, tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, and professional person, how would you answer the phone? All the time, not to try and impress people, not to try and win a contract, not to try and get a job, not to try and impress a person to invite you on a date, but it's just who you are. And then wherever you go, and there's this other great expression that I learned from a lawyer, that when people tell the truth, they don't have to remember the truth because it's the truth. When you tell a lie, it's really difficult to remember and very easy to get caught out because you have to remember what lie you told. And if you've told a whole series of lies, if you haven't got a very good memory, you'll probably get caught out. And that's why defense lawyers do very well in court, because they catch people out lying. And if you've lied about a little thing, then they suggest that you'll probably lie about big things. So there's a great question to ask yourself. If I have to lie about who I am or pretend, you might not like to use such a harsh word, if I have to pretend to be somebody that I'm not, what happens if they catch me out? So if everybody thinks I'm a positive, happy person, or I'm loyal, or I'm trustworthy, or I don't gossip, or I'm intelligent, or all the things we're pretending to be, is it possible then that we live in a really scary place because somebody might catch us out? So that's why I'll go back to that original question, which is, who are you? Who do you want to be? And then just be that person. And is it possible then that you could, and I use the word happy hesitatingly because a lot of people think that's an airy-fairy word, but is it possible to feel much better, if you don't want to use the word happy, about yourself if you don't have to pretend to be somebody else, if everything about you is the real deal? And I was asked another question a long time ago, what if Who you are, what you do, and what you think are all the same. So what if somebody could not only look at your life when you didn't know they were looking, and they could hear what you say and you didn't know that they were listening, but they could actually read your thoughts, and then they come back to you and tell you who you are, because they actually know who you are now, because they've seen you when nobody's watching, they've read your thoughts, they've listened to what you say. And the first time I heard that, that was really scary to me. I thought, oh my God, imagine if people could read my thoughts. Imagine if people could hear what I say when nobody's listening, or imagine if people could see what I do when I think that nobody's watching. So that was one of those sort of turning point moments where I decided, well, how about we align them? So what if what you think and what you say and what you do could be an open book, an open video, an open everything for the world to see? So anybody looking into your life at any time, looking at what you do, listening to what you say, and reading your thoughts or knowing what you think, you would, number one, you wouldn't care. So who you are, what you think, what you say are exactly who you are, and you don't care if people don't like you. What a great place to live. Or you really love who you are so much that that's, look, come and look and read my thoughts and watch what I do when you're not here and listen to what I say when you're not here, because that's who I am and I'm really proud of who I am. Another great question I was asked, if your life was put in a book, so everything about your life was perhaps an instruction manual for life, would it be a book of warnings? Don't live your life like this because you'll be really miserable, out of shape, have a shitty job, terrible relationships and a terrible life. Or would your book be used as an example of, look what happens when you stop pretending to be someone else, when you stop trying to impress other people and you just be the person that you want to be and you live your life that way? And even if as I say that, I get a bit of a warm fuzzy feeling, because there's that great question again, am I trying to impress other people and what would that do to my life, versus I just live my life expressing who I am. Another example I use for that, a lot of people that exercise or train or eat healthy food or a combination of those for an event or for a reason or for somebody else. So they train to compete in a bodybuilding competition or to run a marathon or to fight in a cage fight, or they do something for their body for a competition. And it's been suggested, of course, by many people that that's a great motivation. Rather than just plod along and exercise, why not find a purpose for your exercise? I'll just go as a side note to that. Could the purpose of your exercise be to be fit, be strong, so you've got a body that is a high-performance machine, a fat-burning machine, calorie-burning machine, sugar-burning machine, anti-germs, bugs and viruses, and it's a fighting machine against all of those. You pump happy drugs into your brain so you feel fantastic. So that is the purpose of your exercise, to create a high performance machine. And then of course, when you have a high performance machine, you can then go and do whatever it is you bloody well want to. You don't have to get ready for a competition. You don't have to train for a bodybuilding event. You don't have to train to go run marathon, because you've already got a fit, strong, healthy body that is ready to go and do everything. So you might tweak something for a few weeks, but ultimately you're not fit and strong for an event or for somebody else, because that's another reason why people get into great shape, isn't it? I'm getting married. I need to look good. I'm going to my family reunion. I need to look good. I've got a job interview coming up. I better be in great shape for that. Or I've got a hot date, so I better be in great shape for that. So the purpose of their exercise is not because they want to be fit and strong long term. It's because they're trying to impress somebody else. And of course, and I've been married twice, and I always ask this question, do I want to be in great shape to get married, or do I want to be in great shape because I'm a person who loves being in great shape, and then maybe I would attract beautiful people into my life who want to marry me? Now, that was just my personal question. I think, and again, as an exercise professional, I've worked with lots and lots of women in particular who did get into great shape for their wedding, and then they got out of shape very quickly on their honeymoon and never been in great shape again. And there's that question, did you get healthy to impress people in your wedding dress or to express who you are and you wanted to stay that way for the rest of your life. So I always ask that question, what if you picked a size, a weight, an energy level, the way you want to look for the rest of your life and you stayed that way rather than doing it for an event? Cayman gave me a great quote just yesterday on martial artists. Are you training to fight or do you train because you're a martial artist and that if you need to fight, you'd be ready? And there's a different headspace there. I've got some great people in my life who are elite athletes and some of them train specifically for their event and in the off season they get out of shape and unfit and they do nothing and then they have to get going again for the on season. I have other elite athletes in my life who they're always on. They're always fit and they're always strong. And when it's on season, they just tweak their training to get ready for the season. They don't have to get back into shape for the season. So some more great questions there. Are you healthy, fit and strong because that's who you want to be? Or are you exercising to impress somebody else or to win an event? And then what happens after you win? And sadly, as an exercise professional, I've seen a lot of people, particularly when it comes to bodybuilding and body shaping and bikini competitions, who they get into peak physical condition for the event. They look absolutely amazing. And 2 or 3 weeks later, some people can put on 5, 10, even 20 kilos in such a short period of time because they've been so disciplined and so controlled and so fanatical and they have restricted themselves so much. They have and I would call it an awful bounce back effect where they, imagine what that does to your body when you're in peak physical condition with tiny percent body fat and then you put on 20 kilos in a very short period of time. Imagine what that does to not just your physical health and well-being, but what about your mental health? Where a few weeks ago you looked in the mirror and you looked absolutely fantastic and just a short time later, not so much. And the reason the only reason I always ask all of these questions is, of course, I would love for people to be happy every day and to love their life. How about you? If you're a parent, a teacher, or a coach, wouldn't you love for the people in your life to be who they are, love who they are, and not pretend to be somebody else or not try and impress other people? Wouldn't it be lovely if we just were the best? And I don't like to use the word best because when you think you're the best, it obviously means you can't get any better. But what if we just aimed for, some people will say this quote, aim for perfection and accept excellence. But the word perfection can also be translated into procrastination because a lot of people won't do anything until they are or what they think is perfect. But is it possible that there is no such thing as perfection because every time we reach a certain standard, is it possible that we can keep getting better? And that's one of my favorite thought spaces. What can I do today to get better, to get fitter, to get stronger, to be more positive, to add more value to people's lives? It's one of those interesting things when it comes to goal setting. Again, a lot of people set goals to win something or achieve something or have something. And I was taught again a very long time ago that when you set goals, the idea is this is what I want or more. This is how I want to be or better. This is when I want to achieve it, but sooner. So that you're never restricting your brain to a limitation. So yes, I want to achieve this goal by this date or sooner. So it's good to have a date, but when you can achieve the goal sooner, you're now telling your brain that that's okay. Yes, this is my standard of competition or better. So yes, I want to be able to run this fast or faster. I want to be this body fat percentage or less. I want to be this strong or more, which always unlocks the limitation to your brain. And I'm no neurosurgeon or no neuroscientist. I do study the brain every single day. And it's really interesting that they all say the same thing, that we can't even comprehend what the brain is capable of, what its potential is. And the word potential is really interesting. It just simply means unused, because potential means that we've got it, but we haven't used it yet. So what if we unlocked our brain by just asking it to be unlocked? Let's do this, but better. Let's get fit, but fitter. Let's do it by this date, but sooner. I want to earn this much money or more, so that you are constantly leaving your brain open for a higher standard and without any limitations. I think that's really exciting. So I'll go back to the beginning. Who are you, or who do you want to be? Then what do you need to do every single day to be that person? Check in with yourself throughout the day. Here's a great suggestion. What if every hour, every 2 hours, you asked yourself this question? Is what I'm doing right now heading me towards me achieving my goals or away from me achieving my goals? Is what I'm doing right now heading me towards the person I want to be or away from the person I want to be? Are the people I'm investing time with right now or wasting time with heading me towards the goals that I want to achieve, or are they pulling me away from those goals? And is it possible that if you do a regular check-in like that, that you'll be looking after you, because you'll be then focusing on what will make you the person that you want to be, that you will be proud of? And it's also a bit like getting a tune-up for your car. If you keep letting the car go when you know that there's some things that need fixing or sorting or some oil that needs changing, if you let it go, there's going to come to a point where that car will break down. And is it possible that if we don't keep checking in with ourselves that we get to the point where our life breaks down? And I ask that very sadly, because I have met and deal with and work with too many people every day where that's exactly what's happened to their life. Their life is broken down because they haven't checked in with themselves with the tune-up. Is what I'm doing right now heading me towards me achieving my goals or away from achieving my goals? Do I love the person I am now, or is what I'm doing right now turning me into somebody that I don't want to be? If you're hanging out with people that are gossiping and criticizing and saying nasty things and doing negative things to people, even if you're not doing them, what does that do for your brain space? And if you check in with yourself and you're with a group of people like that and you ask, are these people adding value to my life? And if the answer is no, is it possible you could just walk away? Is it possible that we get to choose the people that we spend, invest, or waste time with? Do we choose the food that we put into our mouth? There's a great question I was asked a long time ago. Every meal you've ever eaten, Rowie, who was always there? Every person you've ever invested time with, who was always there? Every lie you've ever told, who was always there? And I think if we take full responsibility for who we are, so that might be another great question to ask, which is who I am now, and tell the truth. And if I'm out of shape, and if I have a job that I don't like, and if I have terrible people in my life, and if I'm broke, might be a good idea to just tell the truth. Hey, my life's pretty crappy at the moment. Do I want to do something about it? And if you don't, then wouldn't it be awesome to just live your life where you're not trying to impress other people? I'm going to be overweight. I'm going to have a shit job. I'm going to have no money, and I'm going to have lousy people in my life, and I don't care. Versus being or wanting all of those things, but not being prepared to put the effort in to make them happen. So that great question, who am I? And am I that person all of the time? When I'm angry, when I'm grumpy, when I'm tired, when I'm hungry, when things aren't going well? And it's a great question, a personal check-in question. Am I a happy person who is never grumpy, never miserable, never negative, never angry, because that's who I am? Or am I a positive person because I'm trying to impress other people? And is it possible that if you're doing things to impress other people, that number one, they might not be impressed, which would put you in a very unhappy spot? Or if you're trying to impress other people, is it possible that you can't impress all of the people all of the time, and not even some of the people all of the time? Would it be really important to be the person who you are and express who you are rather than try and impress other people? And one last question. When you look in your mirror at the end of the day, are you impressed with you? Are you happy with what you did today, the way you lived your life, the way you treated people? And if not, what do I need to do tomorrow to make a difference and to change? And if I live in that space rather than trying to impress other people, is it possible that I could wake up tomorrow and have a much better day? What am I going to do today to express who I am? Who am I? Who do I want to be? And what do I need to do for the rest of my day to make sure that I become that person? And then do that regular check-in throughout the day. Is what I'm doing right now heading me towards or away from the person that I want to be? This action that I'm taking right now, is it heading me towards or away from that person? So who are you? Who do you want to be? And then go be that person. Woohoo!